Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Lagas, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you on a Raider Red Friday. It's got a nice ring to it. Red Friday, Raider Week. Just heard the voice of Mitch Holthus. If you missed it, it'll be on the podcast for you. Doesn't think it's going to be a blowout. I was kind of hoping he would say, yes, it will be. But I know Mitch. He's professional.
Oh, he's a pro. I'm not. So I'll say it will be a blowout.
That's
in
right.
This game. Mitch playing the company line. I get all that. But I will tell you, I think this one has the opportunity to be an absolute motorboating on the hands of the Chiefs to the Raiders.
Someone said, can you all post that stat Mitch gave out? I could, or I could give it to you in the audio form.
Here's your stat of the morning. I couldn't believe this. I had to go back and look at this. I saw it, and I go, nah, that can't be right. There have been eight teams since 2001 that have been 6-0 and have had 10 or more giveaways. That's the Chiefs, right? We're sitting at 10 giveaways, and we're 6-0. But seven other teams have done it since 2001. How many of those seven have made the Super Bowl?
All of them.
Every one of them.
Boom.
And I didn't know that. Like, we didn't rehearse that part. Like, I had no idea. I just figured, what the hell? Let me guess all of them. All of the teams that have been 6-0 with 10 or more turnovers have gone on to the Super Bowl. So
there is your stat.
There's bizarre your moment stat. Of zen. I mean, it is because
you're on the Zens too.
Yeah, no. But see, I'm not Baker Mayfield, right? Here's the interesting thing about all
Wish
of that.
It was. The
turnover stat usually is the most telling stat of how good you are as a team. Mm. And if you're negative, you're usually not a winning football team. That tells you how good Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and this defense truly are. Mm-hmm. And I got to keep going back to this defense because nobody wants to give this defense credit. I'm sure there are still nitwits out there in the national media, maybe even the local media, because we had some dumb takes locally. we told you about yesterday. We sit with people probably still looking around going, I just don't understand where they are offensively. I do think there's a growing number of people who don't watch the actual games and just read box scores and make statements based on what they read in the newspaper.
Mm.
Because if you watch the games, that really shouldn't be a surprise to you. I didn't realize the Chiefs were 10-plus turnovers. I knew Mahomes had the 8 interceptions, but it doesn't resonate with me because they win their football games. They find ways to do it.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, so the moral of the story is just to give the ball away.
Yep. That's exactly what we're saying,
right.
Yes. They'd be 6-0 if they had less turnovers. Oh, wait, they're 6-0.
Yeah. Given a collab food-wise, Mac was excited about this. He said there's a donut shop and a burger shop collabing. Krispy Kreme and McDonald's, is that right?
Well, yeah, and it's too bad. It happens the week
sorry,
of this.
Sorry, ain't going.
Yeah, can't go right now.
You get E. coli.
Were they just
going to
have like a burger with a donut bun? Is that what the collab was?
No, I think they're just going to sell the Krispy Kremes at McDonald's.
Just get your double cheeseburger, get a donut.
But they should give you the option of having your burger on a Krispy Kreme donut. There was a minor league baseball team years ago that did that. I'm like, oh, that sounds disgusting. And then you eat it, you're like, oh my God, that's really good, right? And I'm sure it's probably fantastic. If McDonald's is going to truly do a collab with Krispy Kreme, they need to give you the option, dollar upcharge probably, if you want the side salad instead. You get the opportunity to upcharge. A Big Mac and all the buns are Krispy Kreme donuts, right?
Mm.
That would be good. A McChicken, a filet of fish may not be good on the Krispy Kreme donut, though.
You could put a filet of fish on a brioche bun. I wouldn't eat it.
Oh, I love the filet of fish, but I don't. Yeah, that probably would be
gross.
Good. McChicken would probably be pretty good
that
on a crispy
bad.
Pink,
what
you
if
know,
you like subbed out the McGriddle bun and put the
Fine.
You know breakfast into the donut?
You could do that as well. Yeah.
Do you have any other like collabs you'd like to do?
You
with
could do that. I personally would say I would collab away from onions now at the fast food restaurants, which is what they're all doing. Taco Bell, KFC, and I think Pizza Hut as well all said we're out of the onion business right now because of the E. coli that McDonald's had. So everybody's getting away from the onions.
Ugh, I try to tell you onions are bad. Good. Yeah. Don't do onions. it's not good. But no, I mean, a collab I'd like to see is like a s'mores pizza roll.
Oof.
Like
how?
Like a breading, like a cinnamon toast crunch breading, but then inside is s'mores. I feel like I'm stoned.
But you say that, right. And the Dodgers are actually doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
They're doing a fried peanut butter and Nutella sandwich for the World Series. So that's kind of like on a bigger scale, a s'mores pizza roll.
Like we all three love the taco pizza from Casey's.
Oh God, yes.
What if like Papa John's did like a Crunchwrap pizza
from Taco Bell and they got together? That'd be but you would think Taco Bell and Pizza being owned by the same company would have already done something like that.
What are we doing here?
Right? Like Taco Bell's rolling it back and bringing back some of those old menu items that they announced yesterday.
The Decades menu.
That's fun.
Like the Without tostada. The Decades prices.
Yeah, the price. I mean, there are two something a piece, you know, for your tostada. $2.19 for a tostada?
Not paying it.
How much you paying for a tostada? The
89
sit down,
cents.
You know?
Like, how much was it in 1960?
What year are you living in? You're like this article yesterday I read about these poor people in suburban Philadelphia who are feeling the crunch of what they're calling inflation, and they said this year they could not afford to pay $1,000 to have their trees trimmed. And I thought to myself, get your ass out there and trim your own trees, like most of us do, right? And they're talking about bushes and shrubs. They weren't talking about climbing the tree and cutting branches. So is inflation really there, or are you still living like it's 1985? Because I have people like, oh, the price of gas these days. The price of gas has gone down. I mean, it's like $2.60-something. And if you go to Hy-Vee and you save all your gas points, little tip, buy a bag of Skinny Pop at Hy-Vee, okay? Hy-Vee Skinny Pop on sale. And you get 20 cents off per gallon for each bag of Skinny Pop you buy.
Here's a tip. Wait till Monday to get gas, because it'll be 72 cents off.
72 cents off with the Chiefs. That's exactly right. Top that with the additional. They're going to be paying you to get gas at Hy-Vee.
Okay.
So you got your tostada that's coming back. The green sauce burrito was popular in the 70s. None of us were around for it, but it sounds pretty good.
It's like a verde burrito?
No, refried beans, crunchy onions. So you put in the casserole, I would imagine. You know, the green bean casserole.
Like those.
Those are a nice salad topping, give you a nice little crunch. Shredded cheddar and a green sauce made with green chili, tomatillos, jalapenos, and spices. That's a $2.49 item.
I'm in on that, yeah.
They got the Mexi Melt too, right?
The Mexi Melt is coming back.
Nice.
One of their most requested items. It is pico de gallo, seasoned beef, and a 3-cheese blend melted inside a tortilla, $2.99.
God.
The Gordita Supreme is coming to you for $2.99. And then the caramel apple empanada, which I'm not a big dessert guy at Taco Bell, for $2.99.
Come hang out at my house for about an hour, and you'll see if you want one of those empanadas. Windows open.
Yeah.
Is Taco Bell open? I'd like to thank the Lycans.
So the tostada, the green sauce burrito, the Mexi Mountain, the Gordita Supreme will appear on the 31st, and they're waiting until November 21st to launch the caramel apple empanadas. Can't put that many new things in the restaurant.
Somebody says, what about biscuits and then adding some gravy?
No.
Take the day off, 620.
Not a chance.
Pizza Hut did a Cheez-It pizza, and it was terrible.
I remember that.
They also did like,
really?
Yeah, they also did a Cheez-It Crunchwrap, and everyone said it just became a sog pit.
Oh, yeah, I never got one of those. Just a massive Cheez-It and then a Crunchwrap on top of it.
That's right. But, man, that Mexi Melt, how you don't? I will probably get three of those. Like, I'm afraid with a Decades menu that I'm going to have a DoorDash order like the Royals when they won against the Baltimore Orioles. You remember that picture? You want to see what $280 worth of Taco Bell DoorDash looks like?
Yeah.
Vinny Pasquantino had that out there. Man, I don't know. Is there any other collab that we're missing? Because Minsky's and what, Q39 did a pizza. Can Smokehouse and like Summit Pizza do like a brisket pizza?
Smokehouse does their own barbecue pizza.
I did not know that. I need to listen to the Reeds more.
Thanks for listening to the Reeds more.
Well, I hear is chili and wings, and I'm already locked in.
The pizza's all in there, man. You get the flatbread, their sauce, a little cheese on top. You're going to throw down some of their crispy meat, some sausage and burnt ends on top, drizzle with some barbecue sauce. That, my friends, is a collab.
Crunchwrap pizza would be good. Remember the double-decker pizza? Does anybody remember that?
Yes.
You remember the edge? Was just like no crust? Mm-hmm. How do we not have a pizza buffet?
That buffet.
Pizza buffet, though, is different. They'll bring it out fresh.
You got to get there before Rita and Harry come in, though.
Yeah. Bring back the Frito burrito. Yes. Or the chili cheese burrito at Taco Bell was money.
I mean, you see some of these people that load up at the Pizza Hut buff. Oh, my God.
I'll join them. I'll be their best friend.
They still have the Frito burrito. I think it's on the $2 menu. I can't remember what it's called anymore, but I still get it, 913. Still there. They can't call it Fritos anymore.
Why?
Probably because...
Isn't that owned by Pepsi, which owns Taco Bell?
You're right. I don't know. But yeah, it's still there.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.